I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where the country is witnessing a wine boom with hundreds of new producers. The boom comes despite ever-increasing taxation and controls by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's religiously conservative government.
Yeah, with social media, we have some Urla Bağyolu, Çağ Bağlıyolu. We are trying to make a Bağyolu here, Likya.
In Manisa, Western Turkey, grapes have grown for centuries. Fulya Akıncı and her Spanish husband, José Hernández González, are part of a dramatic transformation of Turkey's wine industry, as Fulya explains.
2005, in 2006, maybe when you go to a restaurant, you order red wine or white wine. It was all, that's all. That was all. But now, and the last 15 years, there was a really boom. We have so much, we say, boutique winery now, the small wineries, and the quality changed a lot with these small boutique wineries.
Their Haraki wine label belongs to a surge of small new wine producers, which has grown to around 200 from only a handful a decade ago. Fulya Akıncı and José Hernández González trained at a wine school in Bordeaux and worked in vineyards across the world. But González says he was shocked by Turkey's potential.
Me as a foreigner, when I came to Turkey, I was really surprised about the biodiversity of different grape varietals. This is one of the countries with many different grape varieties in the world. And also the potential of the soils and the climate. We have mountains, we have coastsides, many different climates to make grapes, and the potential of those grapes to make wine is huge. And one of our main ideas here at Teraki, it was that, to make wines for those local grapes.
In 5 years, production has increased from a couple of thousand to 20,000 bottles. But they say it's been a battle since Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Islamist-rooted party came to power. Taxes on alcohol have soared to among the highest in the world at 65%, along with growing restrictions on wine production, sales and advertising. Akıncı says it's an increasingly uphill battle to make wine in Turkey.
We have some difficulties because of bureaucracy, so much paperwork and some pressures from the tax problem, so huge pressures on us. Not easy at all. We love make wine, but it's not easy at all. It's hard. Every day, it's getting worse and worse, unfortunately.
Turkey's broadcasting authorities now ban images of alcohol on television. In much of Turkey, securing alcohol licenses is difficult. Government adverts promoting Turkish tourism abroad highlight the country's wines. With much of the wine industry in tourism centres, experts say tourists are helping to drive demand and create a growing reputation with its use of unique grapes. Wine consultant Zabiha Apedin Guneli.
İyi fiyatlandırabilmeye başladılar şaraplarını.
Wine producers have started to get better prices for their wines. They can now make some money against all the odds. There is international interest, but it is not that economically viable at the moment because it is still a very small sector. In order to market this, you need support. You can't do this alone. Wine producers need to come together.
Özellikle şarap üreticilerinin de bir araya gelmesi lazım.
There are now growing efforts to promote Turkish wines abroad, with experts saying international consumers are looking for new tastes. Haraki wines are now being stocked at a top European restaurant and have secured a German distributor. But making wine in Turkey remains a bittersweet experience for them, explains Akıncı of Haraki Wines.
One day we are so happy to make wine here and we are thinking about increase the volume and make other things, but other day we thinking about to close all and go to maybe Spain or anywhere.
Like many of the growing number of new wine producers, José and Fulya operate on a knife edge. They're aware that every day can bring new obstacles. But for now, they believe they still have a future with Turkey's unique vines. I'm Dorian Jones in Manisa, Turkey.